Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Welcome to the Pick and Roll Podcast. And I know that today was supposed to be a breakdown of people, you know, the strengths, weaknesses of the draft class, but something huge, monumental got announced yesterday, which was the NBA Draft Combine invites. Like I said a few weeks ago, whenever last year, the NBA Draft Combine invites, out of, let's say, 70 to 80 people that get invited, out of that 80, 60 that get drafted all got invited to the combine last year. So these guys will make up the 60 that will get drafted. So there were 78 players that got invited. Let's go ahead and list off their names. Michael Ajayi from Pepperdine, Melvin Hitz from St. Equitin, Trey Alexander from Creighton, Ezan Almanza from G League, Reese Beekman from Virginia, Adam Bona from UCLA, Trevor Brazil from Arkansas, Jalen Burgess from Baylor, Matas Pazelis from the G League Ignite, Collington Tierney from Pittsburgh, Devin Carter from Providence, Stephon Castle from Connecticut, UConn, Ulrich Komricki from the NBA Academy from Africa, Cam Christie from Minnesota, Nick Clifford from Colorado State, Donovan Klinger from UConn, Isaiah Collar from USC, Tristan Da Silva from Colorado, Patcombe Didlit from Ulm, Germany, Neflale Dante, center from Oregon, Rob Dillingham from Kentucky, Nikola Drusic from Megabasket in Serbia, Ryan Dunn from Virginia, Zach Giddy from Purdue, Justin Edwards from Kentucky, Kyle Filipowski from Duke, Trenton Flowers from the NBL League, Johnny Fernfair from Kansas, Kaishan George from Miami, Florida, University of Miami, Tyon Grant Foster from Grand Canyon, PJ Hall from Clemson, Coleman Hawkins from Illinois, Ron Holland from G League Ignite, Daron Holmes from Dayton, Errol Huck-Porty from the NBL League, Osoy Gbarro from Marquette, Harrison Ingram from North Carolina, Bronny James from USC, AJ Johnson from Australia, Ilihara, basically the NBL League, Kashawn Johnson from Arizona, David Jones from Memphis, Dylan Jones from Weber State, Ryan Kalkbrenner from Creighton, Alex Carabin from UConn, Bobby Clintman from the NBL League, Dalton Connect from Tennessee, Tyler Kokek from Marquette, Pelel Larson from Arizona, Jared McCain from Duke, Kevin McCullough from Kansas, Yavis Missy from Baylor, Ajayi Mitchell from UC Santa Barbara, Jonathan Mogbo from San Francisco, Tristan Newt from UConn, Juan Nunez from Ulm, Germany. Pretty sure he's Spanish, though. Actually from the country of Spain. Quinton Post from Boston College. Antonio Reeves from Kentucky. Zachary Rocher from Jailburg. Jackson Robinson from BYU. Tichuan Saloon from Cloette. Hunter Silas from Wake Forest. Peyton Sanford from Iowa. Alex Sarr from the NBL League. Baylor Scheinman from Creighton. Mark Sears from Alabama. Terrence Shannon from Illinois. Jamal Shedd from Houston. Reed Shepard from Kentucky. KJ Simpson from Colorado. Tyler Smith from G League Ignite. Ken Spencer from UConn. Nikola Topic from the Mega Basket team. JT Toppin from New Mexico. Jalen Tyson from California. Jacoby Walter from Baylor. Kyle Will from Indiana. And Jameer Watkins from Florida State. And Cody Williams from Colorado. Alrighty, so out of those 78 guys that got invited, I have watched, let me get this list up here for you guys real quick, 52 of those guys out of my original top 60 big board, about 45 were left, but there were seven people on top of that top 60 big board that I have watched, but only one of them I don't feel like I want to have fully understand yet and want to watch at least one more game of is Hunter Silas. So, you know, I've watched and I'm confident of 51 of the 78 people. So that leaves us with 27 people that will be a next upcoming week's podcast, which is what I'm going to go ahead and announce today, is the 27 people that are going to be broken down over the next few weeks, because the NBA draft is late June, around June 26th. So we have a pretty wide gap time frame. So those 27 guys that are Michael Ajayi from Pepperdine, Ulrich Komrycki from the NBA Academy Africa, Christian Cam Christie from Minnesota, Nick Crawford from Colorado State, Nifla Dante from Oregon, Tyon Grant Foster from Grand Canyon, Darren Holmes from Dayton, Harrison Ingram from North Carolina, Keisha Johnson from Arizona, David Jones from Memphis, Alex Caravan from UConn, Tristan Newton from UConn, and Cam Spencer from UConn, Pelle Larson from Arizona, Jared McCain from Duke, Jonathan Mogbo from San Francisco, Juan Yunez from Ulm, Germany, Quentin Post from Boston College, Austin Reeves, Kentucky, Jefferson Robinson from BYU, Peyton Sanford from Iowa, Barilla Sherman from Creighton, Mark Sears from Alabama, Jamal Shedd from Houston, KJ Simpson from Colorado, JT Thompson from New Mexico, and Hunter Silas from Wake Forest. Those will be the guys over the next 6 to 7 weeks that we'll be specialized in and being full games breakdown. Okay, we're going back to what it used to be like, where it did full game breakdowns like everybody else that I'm very confident on. Some guys, it may take a few games. It may take a few games for me to really, you know, break them down. Some guys may take only one game. I'd say out of this grouping, out of the people that I have, you know, at least looked at a little bit, the guy that's really interesting from the grouping is Tyon Grant Foster from Grand Canyon. He looked really interesting. March Madness 6'7", could really get to the rim, has some shot creation ability. He might be a guy that I watch a few games of, right? And that's, you know, that's what this whole time frame is about. So I'll be trying to watch as many games where it's multiple people playing at the same time as possible. But, you know, this will be back to what it used to be like, where 5 games a week breakdown you can expect next Thursday after this podcast release, because I always release them on Thursday, and it's going to be really excited. I'm genuinely excited. I've felt like I have just been like waiting, because I just want to keep on scouting, and I love scouting, and I'm going to enjoy watching all these guys. I really can't wait to break down these guys from you guys. You know, the great example of this time frame of somebody that popped, that, you know, wasn't known about at all, was Jalen Williams from Santa Clara. That's on the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's in the second round of the playoffs right now. And he's a really great shooting guard. And before NBA Combine, and even after the invites went out, nobody really knew about him until, like, he played in those practice games and some people started talking about him. It was like, oh yeah, that's a lottery pick. And we all talk about him like, whoa, that guy's great, right? You know, those guys exist. They just fall under the cracks, you know what I mean? It kind of can't really be seen. So this is the official list, and I'll be scouting these guys and give you guys the best breakdowns that are possible. I can't wait. You know, I just truly am so excited to get back to scouting full games again. You know, whenever I get to the point in time where I feel like, you know, these guys have been fully scouted, and maybe if it's a few weeks before the draft, I'll do, you know, some big board release or mock drafts release. Until I get a good grasp on these guys, I'm not going to update my big board, because, like, let's say if I want to update my big board today, it would be Nikola Druskic 47, AJ Johnson 48, Bronny James 49, Izan Almanza 50. In the real draft, those guys might not even get drafted, right? You know, because this grouping of 27 players aren't in the big board that I have. You know what I mean? I've only watched 52 guys, so if I made a big board of mock draft today and, you know, try to do it, it just wouldn't be a really good list at all. So I'm going to wait until I have a really good understanding of these 27 guys to update that content, because I don't want to do it and then be next week later like, oh, this guy's terribly positioned. What was I thinking? Well, I didn't see XYZ yet. You know what I mean? So it's really exciting. I can't wait to watch these guys. Yeah. So, you know, definitely want to keep on tuning in. This is going to be really fun, really interesting. These guys are going to be really fun. And I'm just so excited. So yeah, I just wanted to record this and let you guys know that this is what's going to be happening, and this is what's going on with this week's podcast instead of doing the strengths and weaknesses of the draft classes. Once that NBA Combine invites got announced, it was back to watching those full games. So we're transitioning here. You really appreciate everybody going along the ride with me. Really can't wait for next week. I'm sure you're excited as well. Hopefully you guys all have a great week, and peace out.